Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends, this year should be a special schus. Rabbi Maronimi Marazi Shirchi Lili Nishmas. Our sister Bas Vishmuel, Bat Yester Bat Zev Dov, the Rafuas Dov Zev Ben Chasia, and Nechagat Bas Ruchaim Sivachon of Meleha, and it's based on the Torah of Mohenu Rabbeinu Hagoyin Rab Moshe Zatzal. Lashon Rashi, at the beginning of the Torah of Yitzchak, Le Tzarech Lahatzkel, the Torah of Mechod Zelachem, the Torah only could have started. Which is the first mitzvah shenitztavu by Yisrael and matan pasach bevereishis. So why did the Torah start with bereishis? Mishum koyach maasev higidu amu lasis lam nachal as goyim. Shem yomru musa oylem listim atem shekvashtem shearatzot sheva goyim hem oymim lehem. Kol arat shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu hi. Hu bera anas na shay yashar bein ha-ratzon ha-asa lanu. Ratzon ha-nit lamehem. So the Torah could have started with HaChodesh Zelechem, with the first mitzvah that the Jewish people were commanded. So why did it start with Bereishis? Because of the power, it's a pasuk in Tehillim, the power of his deeds he told to his nation to give to them an inheritance of the Gentiles, of the nations. That if the Goyim say, if the nations of the world say to the Jewish people that you're a bunch of thieves because you stole the lands of the seven nations, so we can answer, listen, God created the world, and he gave Eretz Yisrael to whom he chose, and that's us. So that's why the Torah starts with Bereishis. You know, it could have started with Achodesh, but that's why it starts with Bereishis. The Ramban asks, we need Chumash Bereishis to know that the whole land belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have it already in the Dibra and the Luchas. Zachar Tzim Shabbos Lekatcha, Shesim El 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 Shesim We have it in the Seres HaDibras. And not only that, but one Pasuk would have been enough. I'm saying all of Sefer Bereishis. Just say, Hashem created the world and that's enough. What do you need everything else for? B'chlal, Kol HaMa'amal Tamua. What do you have in this Yisod that you have to start the Torah with the mitzvah, first mitzvah given to the Jewish people? Who says you have to start the Torah with the first mitzvah given to the Jewish people? We have a lot of parashiyos in the Torah that don't have mitzvahs. Like in the parashiyos Tevachim doesn't have any mitzvahs, Hazinu doesn't have any mitzvahs, Eisei Bracha doesn't have any mitzvahs. So what's the assumption that you have to start with a mitzvah? Who says you have to start with a mitzvah? We learn in Avos about Aser Ma'amaros Nivra Olam. The Gemara asks, "Aye, there are only nine. There are nine Vayomers in Bereishis." Answers the Gemara, "No, Bereishis is also a Maimer. Dvar Hashem Shemayim Nasu Vruch Piv Kol Tzivam." So we learn that the word Bereishis is one of the ten Ma'amaros, one of the ten utterances with which Hashem created the world, even though it doesn't say Vayomer. But it's still an utterance. Lashon of the Gemara Bereishis Nami Maimer Tzigmar Rosh Hashanah 32a. Lashon of the Gemara Bereishis Nami Maimer Hu Yichsiv B'Dvar Hashem Shemayim Nasu Meforash Ki Amila Bereishit Hi Atzma Ma'amar Ve'al Zeh Mevim Et HaPasuk B'Dvar Hashem. So Bereishis is a Maimer, and we bring the Pasuk B'Dvar Hashem Shemayim Nasu with Dvar Hashem, the heavens were created. So that shows that there was a Tvar, there was a Maimer, there was an utterance of Hashem, and that's the Bereishis. That's what created the world. The only problem is if it would have said, Bara Elokim es Hashamayim es Haaretz, so you understand that it's like a Maimer, because Hashem said the Bria. But where does Bereishis? Bereishis is in the beginning. How does in the beginning become a Maimer? That doesn't seem to be part of the Maimer. The Maimer is Bara Elokim es Hashamayim. It was created with the Maimer. But how do you get that Bereishis itself is a Maimer, in the beginning is a Maimer? Maimer is the creation of the heaven and the earth. That's the utterance. So our rabbis teach us, it's Mefurish like this in the Gron, Adelas Eliyahu, Sforno, it's mashma like that, another Rishonim, that b'maimer bereishis, what was created, time was created. The creation of time. Bereishis bara Elokim, God created the beginning. Perush, the etzem musik of bereishis says man. And reishis is a beginning that has a hemshech, and the hemshech goes till the end. As nimtza pekibur shamila reishit, it's the beginning of a mahalach. We spoke about this recently when we spoke about Amalek, reishis goyim Amalek against bereishis bara Elokim. Because their reishis is achrisa de oved, goes nowhere. And our reishis goes till Mashiach, next pasuk is a remez to Mashiach. Ruach Elokim Rachefes al Pnei Amayim is Ruach Hashem Melech HaMashiach. The first words of the Pesukim are remes to the Arba Malchus, as Chazal say. Al Kopanim, it's the beginning of, it's the Reishis, it's the beginning of a Mahalach. And this is where we find the big Fira that was primarily found by the Yavanim. And then the rest of the world, and that's the Kadmus. Rachman al-Islam Mehai Daita, that it was, the world always existed. And we say, no, that's what the beginning of the Torah tells us in the first word. God created the beginning. Makol ta'utam shel yavanim novea me'ovda she'azman mofia b'tfisatenu ke'emshech. So, we see time as something that just keeps continuing. It's a continuum. So where's the beginning? It's a continuum. The essence of time is that it just continues. So there's no beginning point. It always was. It was always a continuum. Continuum is not the beginning. It's what's continuing. So there is no beginning. It always was. The world didn't start. It just always was. That's the tefisa of the Yavanim. The answer of the Rambam, the Moira, the second Chelek, in the 17th Perek, is that Be'emet tamid advarim kfim shem mofim lefaneinu behavayatam. What we have in front of us is not the way it was when it was made. For example, you take a person now and you put him back to where he was when he started, in his mother's womb. Wouldn't be able to exist there for 5 minutes. Wouldn't be able to fit in. So the world is different now than what there was an akuda where Stman started, and now it's different. Now it's a hemshech, now it's a continuum. So you can't talk, and that's bechlal. A lot of things that scientists try to figure out what happened then, they don't take into account the changes, or they do take into account, and they say that we don't understand. We don't know for sure. It's all speculation. It's all theories about time, how long the world has existed, and many other things, because things were different back then than they were today. We only know our reality today. Who knows what was going on back then? Nobody's that old. Nobody's 1 million years old, 2 million years old. Everyone's saying this happened 1 million years ago, this happened 4 million years ago, 8 million years ago. Nobody knows anything for sure. So things are different now than they were at the time when they actually started. So when the Gemara says, Bereishis Nami Maimer, so we understand, B'dvar Hashem Shemaim Nasev Ruach Piv Kol Tzivam. So what's the heavens? B'dvar Hashem Shemaim Nasev Ruach Piv, with the spirit of his mouth, all the heavenly hosts. In other words, the heavenly hosts are time. Right, that's the time, the sun, the moon, the rising, the setting. So that's a Bereishis Nami Maimer, because B'dvar Hashem Shemaim Nasu. Everything was created, the Shemaim, all the heavenly hosts were created with D'var Hashem. That's the beginning of time. D'var Hashem Shemaim Nasu is the Etzem Shemaim, is the heavenly realm, but from that comes time. Then you have the heavenly hosts, you have all the things going on up there. So that includes that the Bereishis is a Bria Bifnei Atzma. So now we have to understand the Kashel Ha'etzarech L'Hatzchel Satar L'Meichodesh Zalachem Mishum Shekan Nimtzet Nekudat HaZman HaSheyechet B'Mesuyam Rak Eleinu. This Kashel of the Torah only had to start from Achodesh Zalachem is because here we find the point of time that relates to us specifically. Our Reishis, Reishit Shelanu. That is, what was the Reishis of Klal Yisrael? The Reishis of the world, the universal Reishis, is Bereishis. The Reishis of Klal Yisrael is our first mitzvah. This is the framework of time of Klal Yisrael. Kan Tchila, Mizgeret HaZman, Shebetocha Torah Yechola Letkayem. So that's the Zman that's Nogea to us. The framework of time in which there's Torah. ויצורך להסחיר הסתר למחודש הזה לכם שהיא מצווה ראשונה שנצטבו ישראל. כוונה בזה כי אופן המהלך והמשך הקיום של כלל ישראל הוא בתוך סדר הזמן של החודש הזה לכם. כלל ישראל נמצאים בעולם כדי לקיים מצוות. ותחילת התהליך שלהם הוא בתוך המסגרת שבתוכה התורה מתקיימת. במסגרת הזמן שנתחדש בחודש הזה לכם. The way that the Klal Yisrael continues is within the Seder Zman of HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem. We are in this world to be Mekayim Mitzvahs. The beginning of this Mahalach is HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem. We say in the Baracha, Mekadesh Yisrael Vazmanim. Gemara says, I ain't Choismin B'Shnayim, Baracha 49a. You're now allowed to make a chasima with two inyanim. You're now allowed to end the bracha with two different inyanim. So answers the Gemara, Yisrael de kachinu lizmanim. The Jewish people who sanctify time. That was in the Havamina, God sanctifies the Jewish people and sanctifies time. The Teretz is no. Kadosh Baruch Hu sanctifies the Jewish people and the Jewish people sanctify time. We're Makadish these manim. These manim were given to us. That's our framework. So that's the Kash of Rav Yitzchak. The Torah only had to start with the Chodesh HaZelachem. Why do you have to start the Torah with the Seder Zman, which is the universal time? Why don't you start with the Torah Dika time? Chodesh HaZelachem. The answer is, Lasa Islam Nachal Az Goyim. This means, HaTorah Ratzta, שהתהליך הרגיל של העולם, סדר העולם השייך לכל באי העולם הנקרא נחלת גויים, גם הוא יתחבר לתורה. In other words, Hashem wanted that the universal time should also connect to Torah. That's the union of Sefer Bereishis and Sefer Shmos. That the whole framework of time of the world should connect to the Jewish people. Should connect to Torah. And therefore, the Torah starts with the universal time. Not only the, right, we know that Sefer Bereishis is the universal story. Of course, we have Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, but as far as the Jewish people as a nation goes, it only starts with Sefer Shmos, our nationhood. 600,000, 12 Shavatim at the end of Sefer Bereishis. But earlier on, we have certainly Bereishis, Shmos. Is universal. And then we get to Avram. And the rest of Bereishis is a lot of dealings with Goyim. And then Vayter, there's a focus then on Am Yisrael, the rest of the Chumash, primarily. In HaChodesh HaZelachem, we have the first mitzvah the Jewish people were given, mitzvah Kiddush HaChodesh Ladas HaRambam. Afi Bur HaShana Ne'emal Kan. L'Chodshei HaShana. L'Chaber Et HaTahalich Shel Chodoshim L'Tahalich Shel Shana. To connect this process of months to the process of a year. And we have the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh and also Ibur Shana. Chodshei HaShana, to make a leap year. In the Ibur Shana, we add on those months that are lacking in order that the lunar and solar year be equal. That we don't end up having our Pesach in the middle of the winter. So it's interesting that in this mitzvah also we see this idea of our calendar, our time being in sync with the universal time. And therefore, we also have Ibur Shana. We have these added on months. מאחר שמערכת שבתוכן הפועלים זאת המערכת שנתגלתה בקידוש החודש שבעיבור שנה. So the framework in which the Jewish people act is the framework that was revealed in the sanctification of the month, Jewish time, and the leap years. As a Seder HaZman, this is the order of time in which the Torah can exist, and therefore this is the first mitzvah the Jewish people were given. Just like Bereshis is the beginning of the world, everything in the world has been in the framework of time. So all of our mitzvahs are within the framework of HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem. Kol HaTorah Zeh B'toch HaSeder HaZman Hazeh. Seder Zman Shenitchadesh Al Yedei HaTorah Zeh Seder Zman Acher MiSeder Zman Olami. So this Seder Zman that the Torah was Mechadesh is different than the Seder Zman of the rest of the world. And this is the Seder Zman in which we live. Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibur HaShana, the whole Indian is, like the Gemara says, for Tikkun HaMoados, Yitzis Mitzrayim is the Sharish of all the Moados, Kfi Shanu Roim, Shekol HaMoadot Kulam, Afilu Shabbat, Kulam Zecher LiYitziat Mitzrayim. So within this Seder, the Torah is Miskayemis. So the Seder Zman of HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem is Seder Zman Shel HaMoados. The difference between Bereshis and a Moed is that in Bereshis is Nekudas HaAschola. And a Moed is Nekudas HaYad. Yad is the destination. Moed is Milashon Yad, destination. We have our months. We have to be Mekadish the Chodesh for Tikkun HaMoados. We have to be Mekadish the Chodesh to know when to have our Yantifs. Our Moedim, our Yad. In other words, our time is to get us to the goal, to the Nekudat HaSof. אז כאן נמצאים שני הסדרים של זמן. יש זמן שנקודת הכובד שלו היא המשך מנקודת ההתחלה, ויש סדר זמן שנקודת הכובד שלו ואיתו מוביל תכלית. וכל סדר הזמן מכוון אל אותו יעד. So you have a סדר הזמן that is just a continuum from the beginning. And then you have סדר הזמן that is getting you to a purpose, to a goal. And that's our, that's the Jewish סדר הזמן. יש זמן שצורת הדיבור שלו היא מאין באת, ויש זמן שצורת הדיבור שלו היא לאן אתה הולך. So when you talk about the Seder Zman of Bereshis, that's מאין באסה. When you talk about our Seder Zman, it's לאן אתה הולך. Moed is the place we're going to. A cemetery is Beis Moed L'chol Chai, the Pasuk calls it. It's the place where we all end up. So this is where we're going. This is the Jewish people. Jewish people are marching towards the future. אלו שני סדרי זמן השונים זה מזה, ומובן מאליו שהם שונים גם במהותם. יש זמן שכל עצמו זה להתרחק מהראשית. So there's a זמן that's going away from the beginning. אולם כשהדברים כולם יוצאים מתכלית, בכל המהלך יסודו באחרית, then you have another type of zman, that everything is going towards the destination. Kol psia mekarevet, even if it looks far away. So these are the two sidra zmanim. So instead of going away from the beginning, we're coming close to the end. That's the Jewish perspective of time, the Torah perspective of time. The Seder Zman of the world is without its chachas, it's the chama. Our Seder Zman is the Levana. Which is always Mischadesh. And we have Lase Islam Nachal Azgoyim. Koach Masav Higi Lamo Lase Islam Nachal Azgoyim. What does it mean Lase Islam Nachal Azgoyim? So we have the Eretz Yisrael Kipshuto, and also we're talking here about the Seder Zman. We also have the Nachal Azgoyim of the Seder Azman, like we spoke about before, that their Seder Azman is Shaykh to us also. Because our calendar is in sync with the solar calendar. We learn in Avis, Asarat Dorot, Me'adam Ad Noach, כולם היו מכעיסים ובאים, עד שהביא עליהם את מי המבול. המוני בני אדם שכולם נכחדו במבול, וכל 10 הדורות האלו פרשו מהראשית עד כדי כך שהם איבדו את האחרית. הם הלכו לקראת אבדון. אחריהם מגיעים 10 דורות שמנוח ועד אברהם. אלו הם כבר 10 הדורות שנגמרו בתחילת התהליך של התורה. אחר שהתורה התחילה באברהם, כמו שכתוב בעבודה זרה דף ת', תנת באליהו 6,000 שנה בעולם, 2,000 תוהו, 2,000 באברהם, ועד אליו היה עולם תוהו, ללא תורה. ומאומה לא נותר מאותם דורות. So we have the Asara Doros from until Noach. They got God very angry. And then they were destroyed. Nothing is left. They lost their Achris. And then we get to Avraham Avinu. And that's the beginning of Torah. Till Avraham Avinu we see in the Gemara is 2,000 years of Tohu. Of this desolation. There was no Torah. And nothing is left except for language. By the way, language את הדבר הנפלא ביותר שיש בידינו מהם, שבלעדיה לא יכול היה מאומה להיווצר. זהו דבר גאוני. והדבר מקומם במיוחד לראות כיצד אותם הנאורים בימינו מעיזים לזלזל באותם הדורות. בעוד אין אף יצירה ששווה לדבר הזה שנמצא בידינו מהם. The idea of language, how the earlier generations invented language is genius, shouldn't be mezalzel. וככל שהתרחקו מהראשית, הם הלכו וטעו, עד שהגיעו בני העולם למה שאנו רואים היום. על אותם הדורות מנוח ועד אברהם כתוב במשנה, וכולם היו מכעיסים ובאים, עד שבא אברהם וקיבל שכר כולם. כאן נמצאת נקודת ההתחלה של התורה. צריך להבין איך זה קורה. איך אברהם אבינו יכול ליטול שכר כולם. What does mean Abraham Avinu took everybody's שכר? What does that mean? הוא נטל שכר כולם משום שהוא גילה והוציא לפועל את כל מה שהיה אצלם בכוח. אברהם אבינו actualized what everybody else had in potential. אברהם אבינו looked at the world like we've seen the Rambam and Abu Zara. Everyone else was making a mistake. They only looked at the intermediaries. And אברהם אבינו got to the source. The world has a manik. And Avraham Avinu was osek in all the mistakes of the world. And it says he wrote 400 the prakim in Maseches Avodah Zarah. Avraham Avinu knew a lot about the Avodah Zarah. And then he went to the other side of Avraham Avri. Everyone, the whole world was on one side. He was on the other. In other words, he's fixing the entire past, all the Avodah Zarahs. And now he's getting to the source of where they all came from. You're right, the sun has power and the moon has power. But where did their power come from? It all comes from one God. כל 10 הדורות שחיו בהם המוני בני אדם בעולם, נתבררו על ידי אדם אחד, שכל הדורות האלו התכוונו להגיע אליו. כך התהפכה הקערה על פיה. כל חייהם עברו לבטלה, והגילוי שאברהם אבינו גילה, נתן לו את השכר של כולם. הוא זה שהכניס משמעות בכל חייהם. In other words, he gave their lives mashmaot. They were looking for the truth. They were looking for some type of God. They got the wrong gods. They were making mistakes. And then he got to the... He corrected everything. He fixed everything. He made the tikkun. אין לנו ציור חזק יותר ולתת להם נחלת גויים מבא אברהם ונטל שכר כולם. וכך הוא כל עניינה של התורה שבא לעולם. לא להתחיל זמן חדש, אלא להביא את הזמן הרגיל של העולם לזמן שלה. סדר הדברים של כל מה שקורה בעולם צריך להגיע אל התכלית של התורה. כך גם נבין כיצד ייתכן לשוב בתשובה באופן שכל הזדנות הופכים לזכויות. אבל גם זה ציור של לתת להם נחלת גויים. אם אדם זוכה לחזור בתשובה באמת, תשובה מאהבה כראוי, התשובה האמיתית והנכונה שעליה כתוב בתורה שזדונות נעשים לו כזכויות, אז הוא זוכה בנחלת גויים. כל אותם הזדונות שעשה, אין לך נחלת גויים יותר מזה. כל זה ניתן לו במתנה. הוא לוקח את שכר כולם. זה נקרא לתת להם נחלת גויים. לכולם יש שכר על ידי התכלית שאליה הגיעו מכל הטעויות. כל ספר בראשית מדבר על סדר זמן שכל כולו התרחק והלך מאותה נקודה שנקראת בראשית. אותה נקודה שנקראת בראשית נשארה מאחור. ומשם מאותה בראשית מהיום ראשון הלכו בני אדם והתרחקו יותר ויותר הלאה והלאה עד שהגיעו לאן שהגיע עשרת הדורות הראשונים, נכחדו כולם ולא נשאר מהם זכר, חוץ מנוח וכל אשר איתו בתיבה. שם התחיל עולם חדש, ושוב אותו עולם חדש הכעיסו והכעיסו, עד שהגיעה תורה. וכאן שהגיעה תורה, אז כל הנחלת גויים חזרה ונתנה לנו. When you do an avera, all the averas are all part of that process. That end up bringing you back to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So therefore they can turn into mitzvahs, just like Avraham Avinu took all the mistakes of the Goyim and brought them back to Hashem. That's the end of Lotzei Sam Nachal as Goyim, giving us Eretz Yisrael, giving us the Seder Hazman, to be metaken everything. The Dairus also make mistakes, and then comes the Tikkun. Avraham Avinu, Torah. Koach Ma'asav Yigid La'amo, לתת להם נחלת גויים נאמר כתשובה לטענת אומות העולם. The Goyim are saying, here are a bunch of thieves, he stole the seven lands. Something very deep over here, because the whole chalos of Kedushas Haaretz is dafka ide kibush. And if it was empty, it wouldn't be miskadesh. It's only because we captured it. It's true that we're listing. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu bara to olam in such a way that in order to get to Eretz Yisrael, you have to capture it from the one who's holding on to it. Kach nivra olam. So that's what you have to do. You have to take the nachalas goyim for yourself. You have to mitzarif it to yourself. You have to take the time and be mitzarif it to yourself, to the Jewish people, to something holy. So we give him mitzias to this nachalas goyim. They didn't know what to do with it properly. We know what to do with it. We make it kadosh. That's part of our kibush. That's the purpose of the kibush. In Chumash Bereshis, we learn how the world went from Tohu to Torah. From Apayim Shnos Tohu to the beginning of the years of Torah, the 2,000 years of Torah, Avraham Avinu. And then in Mitzrayim, Chai Yisrael goes back to a matzav of Tohu. And then we're born again in a chodesh of Zelachem. Kachi kol mitziut ha-briyah. Kibichol tamid v'matzav shel briyah al-gabei briyah. לתת צורה לאותו תוהו. ככה נברא כל האדם כשהוא מוחזק עד גיל י"ג בידיו של היצר, ואז הוא מקבל מצוות ועליו להגיע כליסטים ולגזול את עצמו מידיו. לעולם ירגיז אדם יצר טוב על יצר הרע. So that's what we have to do. We have to be a listim, and you have to look at reality, the desolation of the world, and make it kadosh. החודש הזה לכם. It's another bria. It's giving tzura to the previous bria. There's the universal time, and then we're making time holy. There's the 13 years we go just with the Yetzer Hara, and then the Yetzer HaTov kicks in at 13 in a big way. And we have to capture the Ra and transform everything into good. And the Nevuah of Tzvanya says what we're all waiting for, Tzvanya Gimel Tet, Ki Az HaFoch. I've quoted this Pasuk maybe dozens and dozens of times. Ki Az HaFoch Alamim Safa Brura Lekro Kulam B'Shem Hashem Ulavdo Shechem Echad. I'm going to transform all the nations to a clear language. Everyone should call out in the name of Hashem and serve Him together. There's a nevuah l'asid lava Rashi mevizot al pasuk Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. The God who is our God now, and not the God of the almost in the future, will be the God of everybody. There's going to be this hipuch. In the end, they're going to all turn away from their avodah zarah and turn to Hashem. באמת לא צריך שום דבר, רק להפוך לכיוון הנכון את אותם הדברים שנמצאים. איני יודעים מי זה כי מעולם לא הפכנו דבר בהיפוך של אמת. מה זה כי מעולם לא הפכנו דבר בהיפוך של אמת. אבל כאן כתוב דבר ברור. כל אחד נושא בתוכו מספיק דעה ומחשבה כדי לקרוא בשם השם ולעבדו שכם אחד. Everybody could be calling out to God, they're just going in the wrong direction. צריך שינוי תפיסה. That's what the world needs. Shinui tfisa, shinui b'machshava, hafichat ha-machshava. To transform. You're looking at it one way. In other words, for example, the world, everybody's worshipping something. There's no such thing as a person who's not worshipping. People are worshipping their money. People worship their houses, their mortgages. They don't worship the mortgage, but the house they bought with the mortgage, and they're the slave of the mortgage for 30 years. And they worship their car, and they serve their car, and they were their job and their society and their culture, and being a Democrat or being a Republican or being a Zionist or being a whatever it may be that a person is. That's not about God. That's not about the Torah. It's not about Kedusha. So for some people, it's the Cubs. I never missed a Cub game in 60 years. All right. So then you're an Eved to the Chicago Cubs. Mazel tov. So now all you have to do is say, okay, I'm not an Eved to the Chicago Cubs. I'm an Eved to the Ribono Shel Olam. I never missed a mincha in 60 years. A different story. It's a hipuch. It's the same thing. But it's just a hipuch. And that's what Avraham Avinu did. He would gather everyone together and he would just show them. He'd show them the right way. He'd be mochiach them. He would prove to them what's the right way. Show them that even you should believe. Lefishi Tatzli, you should believe it's the Amos. וזה דבר מאוד עמוק. אמר רבנו שטבעם של בני אדם, ובפרט היום, שהם יודעים את הכל כבר מתמול שלשום. כל דבר שהם שומעים, הם מצרפים למה שהם כבר יודעים. באופן כזה, כל דבר שהם שומעים, מסתרס מיני ובי על אתר. הוא אינו יכול לעשות שום דבר, כי מיד הוא נעשה משהו שכבר היה. ומה שכבר היה לעולמים אינו שווה כלום. זה כבר היה וזה לא פעל כלום. איזה חכם לומד מכל אדם, הכוונה, כי כל אדם חכם יודע לשמוע את מה שעוד לא שמע. זהו החכם. חכם יודע לשמוע את מה שעדיין לא נשמע. כל מי שחי לקראת תכלית הוא חי לקראת מחשבות חדשות. לקראת דברים שעדיין הוא לא יודע. כל מי שחי כהמשך מעבר הוא רק ממשיך אותו. הוא חי עם דברים שכבר ידועים, כל דבר הוא מצרף למה שכבר יודע. זה דבר אדיר. דבר זה נידון למוות. ואף הוא כמת ברגע שהוא נולד, כי כבר היה. חי זה מי שיש לו עתיד, ולומד זה מי שיש לו רק עבר. מי שרוצה לחיות חי אמת חייב להיות מכוון לעתיד. עתיד זה מה שעדיין לא היה. אנחנו לא נוטים לזה, אנחנו נוטים... לצרף כל דבר למה שכבר היה. We like to connect everything to what we already know. We're most comfortable with that. And that's in the spiritual world, it's also in the emotional world. That people just connect every experience to something they already understand, they already can relate to. Whereas maybe there's something out there that you don't understand. Maybe it's different than what you're used to relating to. We deal with people. We understand people on our own terms a lot of times. We have our perspective, and then when we see someone else, we view them within our perspective, within our ways of viewing things. That's not a new way of looking at it, it's just us. We're just mitzarif it to ourselves. We have our construct, and then everything has to fit in. We try to fit in everything to our preconceived notions of how the world's supposed to be. And a person who wants to be truly alive, a chacham islamid mikol adam, is able to look at things in a new way, and that's what we're looking for in the future. To look at things in a new way, not the way we're used to, in a very material sense, but to see things in a much deeper spiritual sense. המצווה הראשונה שנצטוו ישראל היא חודש. מהלך החיים בעולם הוא כולו ההפך הגמור מחודש. חודש זה eschatus, something new. That's the first mitzvah. מי שחי לקראת עתיד, חי לקראת חודש, לקראת חידוש. התודעה שלו כולה מכוונת לחידוש. למה שעוד לא היה. מה שהיה אינו מעסיק אותו. מאחר שהוא ימשיך ויחדש, הרי בזה יתוקן גם מה שהיה באופן הטוב. והדברים מהירים מאוד, ואני מודה לכם שהאזנתם. שלום שלום.